Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last week, I talked about the power of compassion. And this week, I want to talk about another type of power. It's the power of persistence. When I was young, I thought it was a wonderful gift that was given to me, and it was given to me by my father, the gift of stubbornness. In fact, my sister and I were competing against each other to see who could out-stubborn the other, and we asked my mother who was the most stubborn, and she sighed and said, "Well, at least Linda can be reasoned with." Persistence. It's something that we all need in this life. And we understand persistence when we look at the scientific community or the research community. You remember the scourge of polio and what a dreaded disease that was. And researchers spent years looking at ways to eradicate that dreaded disease. We look at research that's going on for the various cancers that plague us or for heart disease. And we encourage people to spend the time. These are things that will not happen overnight. There are things that take persistence. And we all know that when we're looking for work, we have to be persistent. In anything that has some wonderful outcomes, we need to be persistent. When we give up, we lose the good that could come of being persistent. And it's the same principle that we have in the Bible. It's the same principle we need to have in our spiritual lives, is persistence. Jesus described it as a widow that kept knocking at the door of the judge's house and asking for help until she received it. Paul encouraged Timothy to be persistent. When Paul wrote this, he was on his way to execution. And yet he tells Timothy, don't give up. You need to be persistent. Not only when things are favorable, not only when people are listening to you. It's easy to be persistent when we're all sharing the same goal. It's easy to be persistent when a group is around us cheering us on. But what if we're the lone person standing up? That's harder. He said, be persistent whether people are listening to you or whether they aren't. We need persistence. And I'll tell you a modern-day story of persistence. In my last church, I met a man. This was in 1991. I didn't meet him in the church. I met him as he was walking his dog. And I found out that Ray was a Vietnam veteran, that he was a decorated veteran. But because of his service, a lot of things had been destroyed for him. He was exposed to Agent Orange. He not only had a host of physical problems, but he had a host of mental problems too. And because of this, his mother, he told me, bequeathed all the home and everything to the dog. Well, that wasn't true. That was a little strange thing that was in his head. But I did find out that his mother had because she was so concerned about her son, and she knew that he could not take care of his own affairs, that she put his affairs in the hands of a trusted family friend who happened to be a lawyer. And after she died, this estate went to this lawyer so that he could administer it and keep this veteran in his home. The only problem was that this lawyer was crooked. And every year, he took more and more from the estate, till the point in 1991, there was no money to keep up that house, to pay the taxes, to do anything. Now, in my church, there were no lawyers. There wasn't anyone who could help him through this morass. Every time he called for help, when he'd call legal aid or he'd call some organization, they'd hang up on him. And I could understand it because he never made any sense. And yet we knew he was in trouble. From 1991 to 2003, that's how long it took to get that lawyer disbarred. Persistence. This man is in his home today because of that church. Persistence. Not giving up. Even in the face of injustice, we do not give up. We need to be persistent. Jesus said that God will come quickly for justice. And so often when we look at it, we say, well, what's your definition of quick, Lord? My definition is a lot different than yours. And many times there's years that go by before we see any kind of movement, before we see justice in our own lives or in the lives of people we care about, and we wonder where God is. That's why Jesus said, I wonder when I come back, will anyone have faith? There's also persistence in prayer. Now, when I read that, I have to give a caveat. That does not mean that if we pray and pray and pray and pray and pray for one thing, that all of a sudden, at some point, God's going to say, okay, you prayed enough, you prayed long, you were persistent, so I'm going to open the windows of heaven and anything you want, you've persuaded me, you've worn me down. That's not what it means. Because many people have prayed persistently and look up and say, Lord, why? It didn't happen that way. Persistence is not talking about a Santa Claus God who will finally relent and give us what we want. As we persist in prayer, as we take God seriously, as we pray over and over, what happens is our will becomes aligned with God's. We pray a very difficult prayer every Sunday here. And we pray it so often, I think we forget. There's one line in that prayer that trips me up all the time. Thy will be done. And one man had said, when I got to that prayer, I thought, oh, I hope not. Thy will be done. When we persist in prayer, our wills become aligned with God. And we start getting God's heart and start thinking about the people the way God thinks about the people. And we begin to have a heart that's made of flesh rather than stone. It is not an easy thing to be persistent in prayer. But when we are, we align ourselves with all the grace and mercy and peace that God has to offer. My son's friends, I think to a person in college, never had a church experience at all because the generation before walked away. And so they have no experience in church. They have no experience of grace. They have no idea of what it's like to know Jesus. And Robert said to me, I feel so sorry for my friends because they are broken. He said, I have so many broken-hearted friends. And I sat with one of his friends, and we were talking about some problems that she was having in school. And every time I offered a solution, all she saw was darkness. Be persistent in prayer. Be persistent in proclaiming the message. It's important. We might not see an answer tomorrow, but God is good, and his grace will sustain us through good times and bad. So tomorrow morning, when you wake up and you hit that brick wall once again, get out your chisel and start chiseling away at it. Persistence. There's power in persistence. We might not see the answer even in our lifetime, but God still reigns, and God is good all the time. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for the persistence of people in our past. that loved you so very much that they proclaim the message to their generation and the next. I thank you for the people that did not give up on us. I thank you that you have not given up on your creation and you love us so very much. And I ask, O Lord, whatever the situation is tomorrow, for that one who has felt like giving up, I ask that you would give that one holy boldness to continue to proclaim the message of peace, the message of grace. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.